This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Would you enjoy some AI country music? Because America seems to enjoy it a whole lot. Walk My Walk is the song by Breaking Rust, who kind of looks like, I'm trying to put a Ben Affleck-looking country guy with a little scarf around his neck and a big cowboy hat. All the artwork kind of looks the same. That's fake. That's not a real person. That's computer generated.
Oh, okay.
The song itself, not real fake, but it's a real song, but it's AI computer generated. So fake, real, whatever. It exists and people love it. So what is real and what is fake and what do you love? AI country singer Breaking Rust. I don't think that's his real name, but maybe it is because, again, what's real? It has topped the Billboard charts with the song Walk My Walk. And there are other charts that are now getting infiltrated with AI-generated songs.
So
I think this is just the beginning. Love it, hate it, people love the song. And it's created quite a quandary in the world of, I only like real music. Well, it is real music. It's just made by AI.
Right.
And some people will argue AI is just another tool to make music. So figure it out amongst yourselves, whether you like it or not. I don't know. It's a big hit. There it is. Huh. Walk My Walk. Big song. The first major cold spell of the season has plunged parts of the Southeast. Florida getting record low temperatures. Alabama record low temperatures. Ooh. For us, it's just, winter started a little bit early. But down in the South, it is the Arctic air blast that's affecting the eastern two-thirds of the country. So we're pretty used to it here. This seems like a little early for the season blast, and it hasn't been frighteningly cold. It's just a lot of weather came along with the cold weather. So we're dealing with it. We're getting by. The South getting it bad. What the South did get yesterday was the Northern Lights as far south as Mississippi. If you had clear skies. Told you last week that maybe on Friday that there was a chance of seeing them. So there is a solar event going on, Aurora Borealis, that is making the Northern Lights visible in some spots way south of the North. So kind of interesting. Keep your eyes open. We do need clear skies for that. And haven't really had that for a couple nights with all this weather. Airlines warning that flight cancellations will continue even after the shutdown ends. And the shutdown could officially end today with a vote from the House. That's expected maybe in the next few hours. Problem is, people that need to do the voting need to get back to where the votes happen. And some of them dealing with the ironic airline delays that are because of the government shutdown. So any way they can, they're getting back to place that vote to hopefully end this government shutdown temporarily. It would extend till the end of January, and then who knows what happens. But the airlines are saying, yeah, we're gonna need time to adjust schedules.
We're
and staffing
need a little time.
If you could go ahead and just sleep in the terminal for a few more nights, that'd be great. So expect flight delays to continue for a few more days.
Awesome.
I don't know if you saw this person at the Joe Bros show on Sunday night, but there is a Buffalo fan. A fan was filmed sitting in the crowd scrolling through a resume on his phone while the band performed around him. So this was a concert goer on TikTok saying, "Dear Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at a Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck." So the person at the show, I think, is the one that reviews resumes. Scott Kelly had sent in his resume, and so while Joe Bros are doing their thing, this guy is getting his resume reviewed. I gotta hope that anytime I send a resume, that it's getting reviewed at a concert, because I think you're in a pretty good mood at a Jonas Brothers concert. Anything is possible.
I just don't know how that person had time to do that because of all the dancing. I mean, it was nonstop.
That's dedicated worker right there is what that is.
Yeah, that is dedicated.
That's an HR person on a mission right there. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, even the Jonas's joined in the fun. Kevin saying, "I'm one of Scott Kelly's references."
Oh, well,
Nick Jonas quipped, Critical Thinking inspired one of their songs. So there it is. And Pepsi Old Navy jumped on the comments. It's kind of a fun comment to read. So dive through it if you can. But the TikTok comments on this Amazing. Guy whose resume was bringing a view to the Jonas Brothers show Sunday night right here in the 716. Pretty cool. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:21.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.